Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Might be the last full day ever. Think about that. Ever. That you can rightfully, legally, I guess morally, call them the Washington Redskins. This might be the last day, July 12th, 2020. And that's how we'll start off our radio show, Graham, right here on this Sunday morning on The Fan. I am the Rooster. Thanks to Alice and Chains for bringing us in. JT the Vic back with us. He says, hey, Rooster, it feels like we never left. It's true. It's very true. Although Vic did leave, go home, come back to the radio station, I don't get to go to the radio station anymore, so I'm never going to be able to work at the radio station anymore because you dummies won't put masks on and keep us all safe. So thank you for that. So we're all quarantined and stuck to a life of basic half prison because you guys won't wear masks and you think your beep doesn't stink. When in reality, it actually does. So anyway, public service announcement to start off the show. But this, again, could be the final day. Could be. We don't know for sure. It could be the final day that the Washington Redskins are known as that, the Washington Redskins. Now, again, we don't know. Since we got off the air yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock, okay, which was what? Doing my Buffalo State College math here 18 hours ago. I think that's right, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. 18 hours ago. Since then, I found out pretty much immediately after signing off yesterday. I think Vic texted me like right after I found out. Maybe it was a little bit more than, just a couple of minutes, whatever the situation was. God forbid I actually have a life and go get a drink. And take a break, right? So Vic texts me. I see it all over Twitter. Charles Robinson's on ESPN 103.3 FM in Dallas doing an interview with Clarence Hill. That's how I found out first, and then Vic texted me. I saw Clarence Hill's tweet, which got around Redskins Nation and Redskins fans, that basically Robinson had said on his radio show, Clarence Hill down in Dallas, that teams had been told to scrub all, and he used the word racist, logos and signage and all that stuff, because it's not only just the Redskins signage and FedEx Field and Redskins Park and, everything to do with their own logo and their own image, but it's also opponents. It's also NFL teams. It's also NFLshop.com. It's also NFL.com. It's every place that has wire services. Why? Because it's their legal freaking name. They've all got to be scratched and scrubbed like ASAP if this thing is going to go down. And the timeline that Charles Robinson, and if you listen to the audio, it was kind of a casual report. It was almost like, like 24 to 48 hours. I'm just being told that now. We're going to have a new name, kind of thing. And I'm obviously, I guess, trying to describe it in a way that it paints the word picture in case you haven't heard the audio. Okay. So it was kind of a casual, cavalier way of saying such a definitively big thing, right? Because we all knew the name change was coming. We all knew. If you did not think at this point a name change was coming, your head's been buried in the sand. Please unpluck it and wake up. A name change is obviously coming, and it's been coming for a week and a half. What I was fearful of all along was that the Washington Redskins organization, Pro Football Incorporated, who used to sign my checks for 5 years, that they were going to rush into this, that they were going to be so hell-bent on trying not to lose money and also trying to not have Ron Rivera have to answer 15,000 questions a day, whether it be in person, whether it be on Zoom, whether it be on email, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be whatever, and have every one of their players answer questions constantly about the name change like they care. Trust me, they don't. They don't. They don't care one bit at all. They didn't want any of that. And I understand that to some degree, maybe to a large degree. But 24 to 48 hours was the timeline given from, say, yesterday, like late morning, which would put us, if it's true, Monday sometime, maybe Tuesday, whatever, for an official announcement. And again, at first I thought, this is kind of, again, cavalier. I don't want to say reckless. I don't want to say wrong. I didn't know. I hadn't talked to anybody. I was told last night that the last time a main source of mine had checked in was that he heard 2 to 3 weeks. So maybe the timeline has been accelerated in the last day or two. I don't know. But then last night, just as you think, you can do no more. Just as you think it's actually legal to have a Saturday night off or a Saturday night not to worry about things, no. John Keim of ESPN had a slightly different description, but the quote was sooner than later. Well, what does sooner than later mean? Sooner than later means, like, it could happen Monday, it could happen Tuesday, but we're probably talking almost surely before training camp starts, right? So, I mean, again, the bomb could drop, the shoe could drop on the floor at any point now. It's not going to happen today, officially. But you could easily see Rappaport, Schefter, Jay Glazer, Garofolo, one of those guys, getting it from a high pending source and putting it out there today, this afternoon, this evening, late tonight, in advance of an official announcement. You could see that easily. Keim, he's been all over it. Liz Clark, all over it. I mean, maybe I step in it and get lucky. Who knows? But you could easily see that. And then an official announcement come Monday or Tuesday. The timeline here is utterly absurd. There's no way the Washington Redskins, there's no way that the Washington Redskins will ever convince me that they've done their due diligence and that they've done this right and the correct way. I don't care how many stupid lawyers from the NFL are working with them. I don't care how many of their dumbass lawyers are working with them. Trust me, I know some of those people. I beat them, okay? I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. They tried to screw me in 2015. I beat their asses, okay? So I know how dumb some of those people are, okay? You want real transparency? You just got it, okay? So I have no doubt that If we get an official announcement tomorrow, Tuesday, even next week, this process has been completely rushed and completely hurried. Why? To start making money again. and so that Ron Rivera and his players don't have to deal with this every day during training camp. Some of which, again, I do understand, and I totally have empathy, sympathy, whatever the right word is for. I get it. I don't want to deal with this. You don't want to deal with this. You all hate this. Okay? I'm not allowed to say what I truly feel. Okay? But the point of the matter is, you can hear it in my voice. I don't want to deal with this for the rest of my life, or for another couple of months, or a year, or whatever. It's just enough. Enough. I just want to talk football. That's it. I just want to cover a football team. I'm tired of the political circus. So that brings us again to this timeline issue. If they made the decision this quickly and admittedly, publicly, for whatever it's worth, they said, no, we started talking about this a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago or a couple of weeks ago, whatever the language they used, last Friday, so 9 days ago. So we're talking about 3 weeks roughly that they have used this period of time to determine and reverse the fortune of a franchise that has been around since 1932 and has been named the Redskins since 1933 and has gone from Boston to Washington and has been through the ringer and has caused a lot of it themselves. So in the span of roughly 3 weeks, we went to the backyard, picked the name off the cherry tree, and it's going to be great, guys. You're going to love it. You're going to just embrace it. You're going to buy all that gear. You're going to buy all that merchandise. You're going to come back strong. 70,000 when America is allowed to live again and breathe again. You're going to come back. You're going to love this. You are going to be so proud to be a Warriors fan. Let me let that sink in. Warriors fan. So it's not official yet. It's not even officially reported as Warriors. But we all know that's been a longtime favorite of Dan Snyder. He once trademarked it. I'm not sure exactly where the trademark is right now. Trademark protection, as we found out, means nothing. Again, the Supreme Court backed up the Redskins in terms of trademark protection, and they're still having to change it a couple of years later. So trademark protection really means ultimately nothing, but it is a very complicated process to sort out and to go through legally so that you can be the exclusive provider, seller, and therefore moneymaker off of things that are emblazoned with, Washington Warriors or Warriors in your colors, in your logo, whatever the case might be. Now, you might be saying, well, wait a second. I thought it was Red Wolves or Red Hawks or Red, Red Sunday or whatever. We're not saying that it is definitely Warriors, but Keim, in his report last night, and listen, I've known John Keim for 12 years or whatever it is. I mean, I can't speak for him. I haven't talked to him since late last night. Because I know his head is spinning on a swivel. John Keim is not going to throw in my opinion, this is my opinion, he is not going to throw in a little note such as multiple sources said owner Dan Snyder had started talking to the league about this 3 weeks ago. Snyder had, in the same report, had once wanted an arena league team intending to call them the Warriors. John Keim is not throwing that in there just for a happy Sunday. And just to, I'm sorry, he's just not. Now, he may be told, hey, look, you can't report. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. But I know how it works, right? Sometimes we get information that we can hint at, that we can speculate on, but we can't actually say. That's the way it works. And again, I'm not absolutely saying that John is reporting that it's the Warriors. But for him to throw that into the same report in which he says the name could be announced sooner than later, according to a source, and that they're close to having a name, a new name, right? For him to say that and to connect Warriors. And I hadn't even heard the Arena League team thing. I had heard all along that Dan just loved the name Washington Warriors and Warriors and had the trademark, and there's all sorts of pending trademarks and all that stuff. So as we sit here at 9:15 on a Sunday morning, again, we do not know. There is no official report. There is no official announcement that'll be the Washington Warriors. But again, it's hard to fathom that John just threw that in there for no good reason. So I'm under the assumption for right now, that it's likely to be the Warriors. So here's your turn. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If that's the name, yay or nay, why? Are you mad? Are you happy? Can you get behind it? Are you a Washington Warriors fan all of a sudden? Or are you still filing for divorce because they're changing the name? And then on top of that, is there a reason why Warriors might be a bad name for the soon-to-be former Washington Redskins? I'll have the answer to that next, right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we are with you here on a Sunday morning, fired up and out of the gates with you until noon. I'm Chris Russell. Listen, again, we don't know for sure if the name is going to be Warriors or not. That's just, again, speculation based on a really, really, really plugged in smart reporter who, John Keim, who threw that in to his report, which essentially backed up the Charles Robinson report from yesterday afternoon, which said that this decision basically is already made and could be announced, will be announced, might be announced within 24 to 48 hours, and teams are already scrubbing logos and all that stuff. And again, maybe I'm taking a leap of faith here. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I could be wrong. And I will preface it by saying I could be wrong, but for Keim to throw, hey, Dan Snyder, we all know the guy's had a fascination with the name Warriors. I didn't know that he wanted an AFL team at one point. Maybe I knew that and I forgot. I don't remember. I don't know. This, you know, my brain is just completely mush. Okay? But the bottom line is this. For him to throw that in there seems like, I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it. It was kind of like, to be honest with you, when I said last night that I feel like something else is about to happen, I feel it in my bones, right? I might have had a tip on something. Might have. Just being honest and transparent. Okay? I don't know what it is, but I might have had a tip on something. We'll see. We'll see what happens. The point of the matter is, we don't know for sure. Again, if it's Warriors. But if it is, your reaction, your gut, your visceral reaction to that after all of these years that this could be Sunday, July 12th, 2020, could be the last official day, full day, that we know the football team as officially the Washington Redskins. Some of you will never change. Some of you will always call them that. Fine, whatever. But this might be the last official day. And then there's this, before we get to the phone calls. I mentioned this on yesterday's show, but I had to do a little more research to fact check and to back myself up. I remembered Marquette University. I thought it was in the 2000s, but I guess it turned out to be in the mid-1990s. I remembered Marquette University going from the Marquette Warriors to the Marquette Golden Eagles. And you might say, yeah, why did they do that? Why would they do such a thing? Well, it's a good thing that I have research. It's a good thing that the internet exists. It's a good thing that old Google and Wikipedia exists. Shout out to them for making my life a little bit easier. Marquette University changed their name in 1994 from the Marquette Warriors to the Marquette Golden Eagles. Wait for it. Wait. Because, ready? Vic, do you have a drum roll or anything like that? Anything accessible? Do you have the Dave and Charlie Bell or anything like that? Anything you can get me? I should have probably set this up and coordinated with you before. I'm trying to stall. I'm trying to buy time. Ready? The Marquette Warriors went from the Marquette Warriors to the Marquette Golden Eagles because, quote, the Warriors' nickname was considered offensive to American Indians. End quote. That from a story on May 4th, 1994, in the Gadsden, whatever that is, Times. In the Gadsden Times, May 4th, 1994, the school used, according to the story, quote unquote, a Willy Wampum, whatever that is. I've heard that term, but I don't know much about it. Cartoon caricature of an Indian warrior. Before that, and the mascot, of course, was dropped as offensive. And then they went the extra step to change the name of the school, the moniker of the school, in addition to having already changed the logo. And the logo at one point was described as, quote unquote, a silhouette drawing of an Indian warrior. The story also quoted a woman named Gabrielle Grant, who at the time was the president of the American Indian Student Association at Marquette University. She told the Gadsden Times, again, May 4th, 1994 edition. She told the Gadsden Times that non-Indian students, not finding the name offensive because there were people that were mad, were out of touch with reality, saying, quote, I'd say they could never know because they're not American Indian. She said she had not bought basically anything of Marquette apparel that said Warriors in her 4 years at the university. Now, you might be saying, where am I going with this? Because Warriors, Golden State Warriors, right? So, first, let me say, according to one of the myriad of online dictionaries, a warrior is not defined as a racial slur in any way, shape, or form. It is, as a matter of fact, the two top definitions that I researched, that I came up with. One is defined as a soldier, especially in the past, check. Two, someone involved in a fight or argument. I mean, that could be considered a battle, you know, a football game, that type of thing, you know, territorial war, whatever. The word warrior comes from the old North French word called warrior, spelled W-E-R-R-E-I-E-R, which means a soldier. Thank you, Vic. It first appeared in English in the 14th century. So there appears, basically based on an initial research of the term warrior, there appears to be absolutely no direct connection to a racial slur of any sort in a current online dictionary. Okay? So that's good. That's good. That's good. However, I just read you what the reason for Marquette University changing was, because they were getting resistance and opposition to their name from American Indians who were insulted, who were offended by the name Warriors. And at first by their Willy Wampum cartoon caricature of an Indian warrior. And that they changed that to try and keep the name, and then the pressure kept up, or the internal debate, or the internal consternation kept up, and eventually, in May of 1994, they decided to change from Warriors to Golden Eagles. Now, you might be saying, Chris, what the hell does this mean for the Redskins? Why are the Golden State Warriors are there? Okay, first of all, the Golden State Warriors, to my knowledge, and I'm not a big NBA guy, but their logo is like of the Golden Gate Bridge, right? I don't think there's any kind of Indian, Native American imagery at all, unless I'm missing it and forgetting about it, because I haven't studied their uniforms really closely in a long time. But on top of that, there's another reason, and I know we're going to get to your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, have been the Golden State Warriors forever, right? They're just what they are. They're not changing to the name Warriors. And least of all, they're not changing from a name that people think and is defined as a racial slur. They're not going from Redskins to Warriors. If this is the name that Dan Snyder has chosen and is in love with and has adopted and has thought, this is a great name for me moving forward, he is running an enormous risk. An enormous risk. You might not think it's that bad because the Golden State Warriors use it. Nobody seems to have a problem. I would ask you this. Why did Marquette University, granted, a long time ago, 26 years ago, feel they needed to change it? Why? Number one. Two, how do you know what's going to be offensive and what's not going to be offensive 2 years from now, 2 months from now, 20 years from now, whatever from now? How do you know? And also, because you're going from Redskins, a name that was as divisive as any name could be, and again, a racially defined slur, no matter which side of the fence you're on, a racially defined slur, because you're going from Redskins to Warriors, if that's the name, to me, that's a really tough sell. That's a really, really complicated sell when you trumpet it out through a source that the name would have no Native American imagery. And I'm telling you exactly why Marquette University changed from Warriors to Golden Eagles. Can somebody explain that to me? Can somebody tell me how I shouldn't be concerned that we are never, ever, ever going to go beyond this? How we're never going to move past this? There's only one way that we can move past this. I'll share that with you next and grab your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back with you on the Fan on a Sunday morning. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I know the line's jumping. We're going to get right out to you in just a second. Again, I mentioned the whole Marquette University problem. If the name is going to be Warriors, the Washington Redskins organization is putting themselves in a very, very, very tricky and precarious situation here, where this could potentially come back to haunt them. I'm not saying it will absolutely, but it did at Marquette University. And again, I think the greater point is this. When you're going from the Washington Cathedrals to the Washington Warriors, not a big deal. Not that big of a deal. When you're going from the Washington Redskins to a term that already one school has found, one major university has found to be offensive and went to the full yard of changing their name and their logo and everything. They tried the logo first, didn't work enough, changed the name. It was very unpopular. People were very upset. I read you all the quotes from back in 1994. When you're doing that, when you're going from Redskins potentially to Warriors, you are just begging for trouble. You're just begging for trouble. Now, listen, real quickly, and then we'll get to the calls. I know Red Wolves is not going to happen, and I'm not saying that Red Wolves would have been my number one choice up until a couple of days ago, but every other name sucks, number one, or has an issue or problem or just doesn't ring or just doesn't flow or whatever. If you're not going to be ultra conservative and ultra safe, you might as well go Red Wolves. It's new. It's unique. It's different. It's you get to keep part of the old name for whatever that means. It's ferocious. You get the wolf pack, all that stuff. Listen, I'm not saying that, again, that's a slam dunk choice, not going to offend anybody or not going to bother anybody, but it's not going to offend anybody. And that's the number one thing here, that the Washington football team had to make sure in this process was that they were not potentially going to offend anybody. And here we are, and I'm not saying, again, it's official, but it is widely speculated, let's put it that way, that Warriors will be the name. And if it isn't, good. Here we are, on a Sunday morning, July 12th, 2020, and the Washington football team is about to change its name after 88 years and go from one offensive term to many to a potentially offensive term to many or some. And you tell me how that makes one ounce of common sense. Please, go ahead. Argue your case. 800-636-1067. Let's go to line one. Sharon is in Leesburg on the Fan. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Sharon.
I am devastated. I am very upset about this. A Redskin is a football player. A Redskin is a fan of the Washington Redskins football team. A Redskin represents honor, represents respect, represents pride. We sing Hail to the Redskins. We take pictures holding up number one. We don't take pictures that are derogatory or racial slurs. I love my Redskins team. To me, that team, that logo, that name have always been the most positive symbols in the universe, even during multiple years of losing. I am devastated. I'm mourning the possibility of saying goodbye to something I have so deeply loved for all my life with all my heart. I assure you, my family never would have been associated with any team that it had even the slightest bit of a racial slur. It just devastates me. It has been a huge part of my life since I wore boy apparel. My sister and I wore boy apparel, shirts, hats, jerseys, jackets, even pajamas because they didn't make girl apparel. My daughter is a junior Redskin cheerleader. We have had season tickets since the late 70s. I am sorry that some people think that this is an offensive word, but you don't get to tell me that it's offensive. You don't get to tell me how I feel about Redskins. I have been feverishly submitting alternate definitions to every online dictionary out there to stop this madness. At this point,
you're not stopping it, unfortunately, for you. And I understand your passion and your frustration. I get it. What I would tell you is, if somebody told you that, it used to be commonplace to use the other R word that described mentally challenged people, right? And if I told you, well, it's offensive to me because my son has Down syndrome, would you tell me, well, it's not offensive to me, so I don't care what you think, or if you're offended, I'm just going to continue to use it? I mean, that's the counter argument to what you're saying, right? I hear your passion. I understand your frustration. I understand how you view it and how Dan Snyder has viewed it, and how hundreds of thousands, millions of Washington Redskins fans have viewed it and looked at it, and how many, 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 many Native Americans use it and look at it. I get it all. But there's still a very, very, very loud section of society, and it's media driven to a large degree, but there is a very loud section of society that is offended by it. And we cannot ignore that. And then on top of that, again, it is defined in dictionaries far above me and you as a racially defined slur. So as much as we want to bury our head in the sand and say, listen, it's a football team, it's a football moniker, it's not an insult to this, in this con, you're right about all that. You're right about all that, but that's not how it's being viewed in 2020, and it's not how it's being viewed over the last, say, 10 to 15 years, especially in the day and age of constant media, circus and coverage and crises, and that's just not the way it's going to be looked at. And you can keep kicking the can to the curb and keep saying, well, they shouldn't do anything about it, they should hold firm. Well, again, it's not costing you millions and millions of dollars worth of corporate support and some fan support. So, the football organization is in a really, really difficult spot here. One they probably should have realized a long time ago, but they did not. I appreciate the phone call. 800-636-1067. Listen, guys, here's the thing. Here's what we can't do. We cannot debate whether it's right for them to change the name. That's gone. It's lost. It's over. Again, throw in the white towel. It's over. It's done. It's done. What I need from you at 800-636-1067, what I need from you is, if the name is Warriors, are you in or not? And what about my concerns and my fears that I've had all along? And now I'm telling you, the research that I've done proves my fears. If it is Warriors, 800-636-1067. Vic, can we take one more, or we have to one more? All right, let's go to line two. Saba in North Carolina. Saba's always fired up. What's up, Saba? How are you?
Hey, buddy. I agree with that other lady, but we won't go down that path. I always enjoy listening to you. I disagree with you a little bit about the if one person's offended, because that didn't seem to hold true about Hooters or Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, there could be people obviously offended by those names, and no one seems to care. As far as the Warriors, I would definitely, if you're going to change it to that, or I actually wanted pigskins, so we could still get called the Skins, and then there would be no new mascot, and you have a little pig holding the football, you still got the Hogs. But if you do the Warriors, I'm okay with that, because that way it'll force the other side that just wants to needle at the Redskins, because they really don't care about Native Americans. It forces them to challenge Warriors, because then they would have
why
to
would
challenge
you, wait, Saba, why would you want that? Yeah. Why would you want another nonstop challenge of the name Warriors? Why in the world would anyone want to continue this nonsense?
Because I want them to say the Golden State Warriors, who's the most woke organization there is, We want them to change their name. And remember, having a name for 90 years doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But A, they weren't going from a very controversial name and a racially defined slur to that name, number one. And number two, it doesn't matter whether they go after the Golden State Warriors or not. The point of the matter is, if you're going to do this, Saba, you have to completely cut the cord, completely not offend anybody.
I disagree. If you do this, you want to do what's the least damaging to your fan base and to your logo and to your personality.
Yeah, this is, this is damaging. Yeah, this is damaging. If you change the name and you don't and you don't stop the controversy, that's damaging.
Well, how about Hooters? Are you upset with that? That's emphatic.
It's two total. I know you brought that up a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's a totally different argument. I mean, Hooters is the name of a restaurant. I'm not offended by a lot of things. I'm not offended by
that's
a lot of things. That's my point.
Right.
Okay. I mean, they can name whatever they can name the restaurant whatever they want. You mentioned Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm not offended by that either.
But then why are you picking and choosing? You said if anyone's offended,
I'm not offended here. I'm simply facilitating a discussion. What I'm saying is it is a bad idea to go from Redskins to Warriors. That is easy to explain for me.
I respectfully disagree. I disagree, but I think Pigskin's better, but Warriors, go at it. Because a warrior is a fighter. It's military as well.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And it's also offensive to American Indians. And Marquette University recognized that and realized that and dealt with that. And now the Redskins could be about to welcome that debate and that situation into their house when they have absolutely no reason to do so. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go line one. Brian is in Maryland. Wait, am I supposed to go to Brian here, Vic, or line three? Line three. Can we go to line three? Line three, John in D.C., on the fan. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for debating Sharon and explaining to her that this debate actually is over and that the name is going to be changed so that she doesn't keep fighting. But now I think the Warriors is just another way for Snyder to keep thumbing his nose at whether it's Native Americans or people that wanted the name changed. So that doesn't make any sense. And the name I came up with.
Wait, let me stop you there. Why do you say, because I think that's an interesting point, right? We were told all along that, I shouldn't say we were told all along. I reported last week on this station that he wanted to ideally keep some sort of, tribute to Native American imagery or something like that. And then Schefter reported that there would be no Native American imagery in the name. Well, if Schefter's report is right, then it can't be Warriors because, again, Warriors can be. It's not always. It's not defined as a racially defined slur by any means, but it absolutely can be. And I just keep chronicling the same thing. Marquette University, it can be construed as a part of Native American imagery.
Well, I agree. And then Sharon could run around with the same logo saying, hey, this name's not offensive, and use the old Redskins logo and say, hey, this is still contiguous with what Dan Snyder is looking for. So let's change the name completely. DC 51st Staters, DC 51sters, we are in a political town. I don't think that's controversial. And hey, if he wants to get back in the city, support the drive for statehood. I mean, do something that's going to get people here excited. And by the way, and bring back Colin Kaepernick. If you put him on in a Washington football uniform, he could fill that stadium. But I don't know if he wants to go to that route, and probably get a better quarterback too.
Yeah, well, I mean, they could do a lot. They could do a lot of things. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. They could do a lot of things. First of all, we don't know if fans are ever going to be allowed back in. How many? Whatever. Nothing would ever surprise me around here. I've always said, well, never, a week and a half ago, we were never would Dan Snyder change the name. But we all kind of also said, follow the money trail until corporate partners start to threaten and start to pull out and start to take action. And that's when the decision was made. All right, let's get a couple more in here before the top of the hour. Vic says we can go a little bit longer. Let's go to line four, Dave in Gainesville. On the fan. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Angry. How are you?
I'm angry about a lot of things, but nobody cares about what I'm angry about. Why are you angry, Dave?
Because of how ridiculous it is of what's going on in the media. And look, let's face it. This is not driven, the name change is not driven by simply the American Indians. They've been going after the name for many, many, many years, and that's gone away every time. This is driven by what's going on in the media. And to one of the comments that you made, and this goes, I could talk forever on this, but I know I can't on the radio. So the actions of a few are causing the name change, and warriors, whatever you want to say, unless it's pigskins, what I guess we're sharing that represented that name change, it's going to be offensive to someone no matter what you say. Now, if you let a small group like the gal at Marquette, who was part of a very small group who had no basis or foundation for argument, change a name, then you've got a problem. What I said is it should have, and obviously will not, but it should have gone to, let's go to the American Indian Heritage and allow them to pick a name, because we're proud, going back to the program in, I think it was the 30s, where they talked about the chief it was pride, bravery. I don't think they used the word warrior, but it was all about pride of the American Indian and the bravery of them. And the bravery and the honor and all that is what the Redskins fans associate with that logo. And even Cowboys fans associate that. So, once again, it's media-driven. It's not driven by a small interest group. If you go to the American Indian, and everyone in America has multiple lines of heritage, German, French, Irish, you name it. There's not a single one of us that can say, oh, I'm just American. So you're going to offend somebody. It's media-driven. That's my point.
I would agree. I would agree there's a lot of things that are largely media-driven, and I believe that's what ultimately led to this decision. And for FedEx and Nike and all those Amazon and all those companies to bail out after all this time being, you know, fine and fair with selling Redskins merchandise and paraphernalia. The media pressure got to them. I have no doubt that a lot of this is media driven. However, what I would say is, I mean, again, just to defend my medium, okay, and that is my job is to think, okay, let me put it this way. Redskins fans are going to sit here and say, I don't like the Warriors because they're the Golden State Warriors. No, that has nothing to do with it. That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. The Clemson Tigers and the LSU Tigers played in the national championship. Who cares? Who cares? It's all about what is potentially offensive. What can be potentially derisive as you make an enormous change? That's what we're getting at. So if that's a bad job by me, well, you know, then you're going to consider it a bad job by me. But my job is to think about angles and storylines that people aren't thinking of. That's one of them. That's a huge one. And I've done the research. I'm not saying I've done the full research, but I've got a pretty glaring example of why the team should not be named the Warriors. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I think we can we take one more here, Vic? Okay, go to break. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout here, top of the hour. We have a bunch more of your calls coming up. We'll be fair to everyone. Brian, Jason, John, Stevie in Houston, everyone just hang in there. We will get to you. 800-636-1067. Do you like, do you not like the potential, the likely potential that the new name will be Warriors, the timeline accelerated? Do you buy what I'm selling about why it should not be the Warriors? Where do you come in? 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.